He was one of my first music teachers, man. Yeah, man, Mr. Muhammad. It's crazy. I think I met him in the fifth grade when I first started at Performing Arts, the Academy for Performing Arts in Buffalo. When I being a child, you don't really know or pay too much attention to adults. So the first thing that struck me about Mr. Muhammad was the way he dressed. So I didn't know anything about him. So the first time I seen him, he's in a suit, bow tie, clean cut. And I'm like, who is this guy? Most of our teachers are, females or, older, whatever the case may be. So that was my first impression of him. Like, who is this, this clean cut gentleman? And I had no idea he was gonna be the classical music teacher. So when I walked in to that particular classroom, it was a surprise to me that he was our music teacher. So that was another surprise. And he was just so well put together, well spoken, well educated. He was definitely a role model, somebody to look up to. I sent him a message like 2 weeks ago, just telling him thank you for being an inspiration to me as a student. And I know I was probably a pain in the ass a lot of times as a kid. I was a drummer first. I wasn't looking for classical music lessons or to be in the orchestra. So when they put me in there, I was always looking for something to bang on. And he put a viola in my hand, man. He taught me how to play viola a little bit, how to, play cello. He got me started on cello. It was an awesome experience. I only got to hang with him for maybe 2 years, but that was my introduction into playing orchestra music or playing with a large group of students. That was my introduction into playing in a band, was through him and the orchestra. So that was super cool. I think at each step, even going through performing arts and just in life in general, like you learn things and you learn how to apply things. And I didn't know it at the time, but me going through those the classical sessions and learning about the string instruments, it helps me now today because I understand how they move. I understand, what they're supposed to sound like, where they go, how to change the mood with those instruments, when I'm doing production and all that kind of stuff. So those are things I didn't think about as a kid, but I appreciate it now because I can look back and see that those things were in the lessons. But it's just you don't pick up on certain nuances when you're so young. So I had to just call him and tell him, or not call him, but shoot him an email and just tell him thank you for being one of those people that instilled those type of things in me so young. I'm using them today. I use them in the studio with Gary. I use it all the time.